catch up on the bits you missed from Kennedy Malloy. Miss the 2018 plate clearance on Ford Rangers, and you'll miss it for good. Visit your participating Ford dealer today. Buckle up, Australia. Here they come. Straight from a very long lunch. And frankly, this could go anywhere. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Sure is. Welcome to the big Monday edition of Kennedy Malloy. Question Australia, you've got one egg. Who do you want to egg? We pose that question to you on the show. Make sure you give us a call.
Welcome back, Mickey. Great to have your presence. Yes. And hello, Dangerous Dave.
Hello, Dave.
Kennedy Malloy, we've got a big one for you today. Yeah. I've got a social media update. I've had a few people following me and commenting on my Twitter.
You've been throwing a few hand grenades on social media.
Well, and, you know, not hand grenades.
Getting them back across the net.
See how we go with that. Lady Gaga news. She's appeared at a jazz club. At Fred Durst's place.
What?
Limp Bizkit's Fred Durst.
Maybe he's the father of her child.
You never know.
Fred Durst.
Is she really pregnant? Hey, stand by, guys, because I've got all the bullshit news from the women's magazines.
It's one thing we can always rely on with you, Jane Kennedy.
I can sniff it a mile away.
Will Anderson is our very special guest in studio.
Excellent to hear.
We'll take your calls. We'll take your tweets. We've got so much more to wade through.
It is. Mickey.
Hello, Jane.
Hello.
How are you? And Dave. Yes. Mrs. D's back.
Yes.
I can tell by the smile.
Is that
on your
what
face?
She was saying on Saturday night?
No.
What did you do? Did you tackle her to the ground as she walked through the door?
So happy to see her.
Well,
my
is that because
back.
Finally you can get meals cooked? You
I
can
get
have
meals,
your
washing,
bed linen done.
Yeah, towels.
Garbage.
How'd you go? All right.
Budgies fed.
Was there a bit of.
No, mate, I took her out. No, actually, we got Uber Eats, so it was meals in on Saturday night. It was good. It was good to have her back.
And who was happy to see her, you or the children?
I think I was the happiest one to see her.
Although it sounds collectively, like I'm sure the kids are pretty happy too.
We met her at the airport.
Did you hold up a big sign?
All that.
You did.
Welcome home, mate.
That's great.
Yeah, you should get used to that idea because when she leaves you permanently, you got a little taste of what life's going to be like for you. Jane, how are you?
Hey, I'm good, but I'm more than curious, Mick. You weren't here on Friday.
Mm. No, I wasn't.
You had a very pressing engagement.
Probably should have come.
What do you mean? You went to the Grand Prix.
Yeah.
While I worked hard here with Dave O'Neill. Great show, by the way.
Yeah.
Sure.
But where
sure.
were you? You were
I told you it was at the Australian Grand Prix.
Where'd you hang out? Which celebrities? Which fancy marquee were you hanging out?
There celebrities there, to tell you the
what
truth.
What do you mean?
I think I've been downgraded.
What?
I don't know what I've done.
But we had the CEO. We had Andrew Westacott in here.
Yeah.
He handed you the tickets, I saw
really
that.
I really don't think he likes me anymore.
No, he was really talking up the Cube.
On.
Was that great?
So.
What's the Cube?
Oh, the Cube.
What is that?
Look.
Is it on the track?
If you
Is it actually at the venue?
If you like hanging out with, I don't know, crown high rollers, middle-aged men with type 2 diabetes.
Oh, dear.
And a number of people who would have an axe to grind with Lawyer X, then I think I'll have a great day out of the Cube.
Oh, that sounds really like my worst nightmare.
And from the Cube, you can see where you want to be.
It's across the side of the track.
Right, my star's fallen. It's not like it was a Sunday.
No,
it's a
listen.
Friday ticket.
You're a national television star. Oh, you're a national radio star. Oh. You are probably one of the most well-known people in this country. There was a double-page spread about you in the newspaper, which read very well.
Yeah. I must have behaved badly last year. I'm trying to piece it all together.
Hang on. You should be hanging out
It did look like a bit of a remand centre for everyone at the...
Are you telling me there was not one married at first sight celebrity?
Nothing.
Oh,
I would have been happy just to see a chick. Quite frankly, that would have been fun.
That's disappointing.
Do you know, at one stage, Ron Walker once wrote me a thank you letter and came to see me.
Yep.
But I nearly entered the race one year.
How did that happen?
I remember I was with James Packer.
Yeah.
This is when Nine had it.
Yes.
And it was the first year Nine had it. And let's just say we were drinking tequila shots.
That's not
being delivered a tray at a time by Michael Munro. Mike, get over here.
60 minutes, Mike.
Wow.
And I said to James Packer late into the race, this is a true story, I said, James, there's only 7 cars left. If we fire up the 2-seater McLaren, we can finish in the points. At which point, I kid you not, he rang down to the pits and said, fire up
this
the
2-seater This is old-school showbiz. That's
awesome.
What I want to hear. I want to hear bosses calling up and saying, get me those cars.
He went berserk. And then they said, oh, James, you can't do that. James went to the toilet. I got gang tackled by about 8 miners who go, he has a very big afternoon this afternoon. I'm going, poor James can't have this bit of tequila.
No. Hey, it sounds like you know what? Good. Sounds like I'm going to have to go next year and I'm going to have to class things up for you. I'm going to be in the red carpet. I'm going to be the main celebrity place where, what about all, there were all these celebrities out here?
I wouldn't know where they were. Where they were. Yeah, you can see them from where
Bob
I was.
Bob Geldof. Sorry, surely you were with him.
Pot. Oh, mate, don't get down.
You weren't hanging
Bob
with
Geldof.
Sir Bob.
He's on the pond.
He was there.
Seriously, what's he ever done?
Who else was there that I see? I watched it on the telly. I thought the broadcast was great.
Trying to crawl over the fence.
I didn't see you. I thought you'd be, you know, at least interviewed by the celebrity. Okay, well, that's disappointing to hear.
Anyway.
Hey, when you come back, you're going to hear a little bit about my celebrity brush with fame.
What have you done? You've been firing them up, have you?
Well, look, I've been firing some people up and I've been complimenting some people, and some's worked out well and some hasn't worked out.
I can't wait.
All right, thanks to Ford. Their 2018 plate clearance is still on, but hurry, stocks won't last. Ford.com.au.
Two comedy greats and even better mates. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Jane Kennedy and Mick Malloy back from the cube at the Formula One Grand Prix, back on air. Great to have you back on a Monday.
Hey, we were just talking about the Grand Prix and I was just watching, we're going to give a recommendation. Marshy, actually, our amazing producer, suggested this on Netflix. It's called Drive to Survive, Formula One series on Netflix. Get a load of that. The access is amazing and the insight to the world, because every time you, this is what I think of every time I saw the Grand Prix in every car out there, what their parents are thinking. Like, is this the last time I see my kid? Because it's dangerous.
It is a lot safer than it was.
Than it was?
There's a great doco on SBS recently. I think it was on the years 67 to 71. And I don't know how many drivers died over that time, but it was such a regular occurrence. They used to just drive around a car that was upturned and on fire and continue the race.
Oh, my God.
Jackie Stewart, who was out here, was a champion of changing that over.
Well, if people like the Senna doco as well. I think Drive to Survive is made by the same people.
I'd love to have seen a few deaths and a bit of carnage in the Celebrity Grand Prix. That would have been a load of fun.
That would have been good. I've had an interesting time lately. I'm not sort of big on social media.
Oh, you say that, Jane.
No,
but
I'm not.
You put yourself out there. If you throw a line in the water, you see what bites.
I see what bites.
And you occasionally get bitten.
Well, I liked something that, you know, Katie Couric, the news broadcaster. I liked something that she said the other day. Next minute, Katie Couric is now following you.
Oh.
Ridiculous. Well, that's funny.
As long as Matt Lauer is not following you, who lost his job in the hashtag Me Too.
Good call. Now, I also put out a congratulations to Ricky Gervais for his new series Afterlife.
You put me onto that. It's very good.
Oh, you did have a look?
Well, I like Ricky Gervais.
Yeah, so I watched that, and then he put out another one. I said, I've got so many people thanking me for recommending your show to them, I said. Anyway, Ricky Gervais says, thanks, Jane.
Oh, wow.
That's cool.
You say that, it'll be 10 people
room.
No, 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 Jane.
No, it's him.
It's 10 people in a room on computers, like a call centre.
It's not.
Answering. So have a look at how many followers has he got.
I know, but I'll tell you why it's him. I'll tell you why it's him, because everyone's whinging and complaining. God. You only answer to people who've been ticked with verified. So he must look up and go, she's got a blue tick, so I'll reply. And people are having a whinge about that.
How many followers?
Shut up,
everyone. How many followers does he have?
I don't know.
I'm
not going to be bothered looking it up
could
now.
Could you, please?
Okay, so here's another one that
comes
Jane.
Up. Thanks, Jane. That's a highly personal message.
It is. Why are you so cynical? Why can't you just be happy for me?
It's probably a monkey that's chained to a laptop.
He's got 13
million.
He's very, it's him.
Thanks, Jane.
I'll send him this tape. You know what? I'm going to call him.
I'm sus on
Katie. I'm going to ask him.
I'm sus on Katie Couric as
well. I'm going to ask him to be on the show. Don't you be like that.
I support you in everything.
You don't support me on anything.
God,
you never have.
What else? Who else has responded?
Well, I'll tell you who's not supporting me is Mark Latham.
Mark Latham. I have a feeling this might be the real Mark Latham.
Okay. This is the real Mark Latham.
What's he done?
All right. Sometimes I can't resist. I try and hold back from his ridiculous statements.
You're a passionate person, Jane. You try and turn a blind eye, but occasionally you just go, I'm not copping that.
All right, this is what Mark Latham put out on the weekend. Thank you to Indigenous leaders supporting New South Wales One Nation policy for DNA testing to weed out welfare rotters and preserve integrity of Aboriginality.
We clowned this policy last week.
We did. Huge government investment in this research field yielding amazing results. So I go, I find that extraordinary that there are Aboriginal leaders in this country endorsing your rorting DNA program.
So what did you
program.
Do?
I looked up the paper, the article. Mm. Basically, the article's using the term DNA, but referring to a very old, long-standing program where they're trying to reclaim bones that were sent overseas
Correct.
To museums of Aboriginal people and elders
yep.
sent away in the 19th century for
research. So they can identify them and bring them home.
So they can bring them home.
Because they're significant. Yes, yeah.
Correct. It has cultural significance. Right. So I said, I'm trying to work out what this has to do with your rorting policy. Are you honestly referring to this story because it contains the term DNA?
Mm.
Mark replies.
Oh, does he?
Not long after.
Okay.
All right, this is what he says to me. Stick to the hot brother on Married at First Sight, Jane.
Whoa.
Science and technology are a bit beyond you.
Oh, wow.
Yes, okay. That's what he said to me.
How did that go down, Jane?
Oh, well, I said, thanks for the morning laugh, Mark. Needed
Whee!
That. But many people were on my side.
Good.
Because I don't think you can be that dismissive. P.S., answer the question.
It also shows you know you're being a bit shonky when you try and marry the two, knowing that they have no relationship.
Literally, they have no relationship whatsoever. Mm. So also, you know, coming up in news of digital media and social media, Google is unveiling a third gender emoji, which will make so many people happy. I'm just concerned about their artists, though.
What?
Because their third gender, literally, it's kind of very simple in how they've tried to do it, but they've got that coming up soon. That should make quite a lot of people happy. Basically, they just they do the difference in between a woman's haircut and a man's haircut.
Yeah. If I saw that on its own, I wouldn't know.
Either would I. But there you go. Maybe that's what it is, third gender, non-specific. Mm. Who cares? There you go. I think it's good.
Hey,
it's a good move.
Mark Latham, I want to get back to Mark Latham.
Must we? Because
would you egg him?
Oh my God! Nothing would give me more.
If you had one egg, all right.
If I had one egg.
If you had one egg,
oh well. Let's come back and talk about.
Let's come back and talk about this. You can give us a call 1-333-53. We'll get to the bottom of this shortly, Mark Latham.
A drive home that's a little unpredictable. This is Kennedy Malloy. It's
been an emotional weekend, hasn't it, around the world?
I mean, obviously, in light of
what happened in Christchurch.
I've never been happier to take a day off. It was on Friday. I was at the Grand Prix and I saw the news coming through and I wondered how you might have handled that on the show.
I'll tell you
what
happened.
Stuff like that happens.
It's so overwhelming.
It's very hard to battle, isn't it?
And in fact, we didn't know what the outcome was because we didn't have screens on in here and we turned the TVs off and we carried on and found out the news afterwards. Horrific is not the word. What I loved also is as a coincidence, in Victoria, they had an open mosque day and they got thousands and thousands of people, which I thought was a fabulous idea, to go and check out a mosque if you've never been one before and to one before. And people went in their droves as a sign of support. So, you know, good stories come out of this.
My favourite happened to be a lad egging.
Well, now known as Egg Boy.
And look, we're not encouraging egging per se, but for this exercise we are.
Well, because of who it was.
Fraser Anning was egged and as he should have been for I don't know. I was going to say there's a time and a place for those comments, but there's actually not.
There's absolutely not.
At the best of times. But immediately after a wholesale massacre like that, when people are, emotions are high. Still trying to digest an awful, awful incident. He was disgraceful. His comments were disgraceful. And anyway, a 17-year-old boy has decided enough's enough. He wanted to express himself and did so with what I hope was a double yoker.
Yes, you would like to think so. it didn't go down so well with Fraser Anning.
Or his posse.
I don't know why he has a posse, which is also a concern that you have to have somebody. You're expecting something to happen. Also, did you see? He must be a left-hander. I've watched over and over that footage of the first punch to the boy's head, then the second one, then the gang going down on him, the 30 blokes.
What a bunch of cowards they are! Yeah. Big burly men hunting in packs on a 17-year-old boy. Congratulations! You've got a story to tell. Hey,
I hope no one turned up today too. Apparently, Fraser Anning was having another press conference. I hope no one turns up. We don't want to encourage someone.
Unarmed anyway, with an egg.
Who wants to? We just don't want to give any more air to what someone like that, who has only got 19 votes to actually enter Parliament, to what he has to say. What's amazing is a million people now have signed a page to say, get rid of this bloke out of Parliament. Let's get rid of
him. What's even more interesting is that Egg Boy is famous all around the world, has been covered on every news service, has got his own mural in Melbourne, in Hosier Lane.
And I'm sure that wasn't his intention.
Which is one of the most famous locations for street art in the world.
Well, you've actually had your, you've been painted in a mural. There's not many people who get to have that done.
I have a mural, and look, it's either me or Mrs. Doubtfire. It could be Matt Preston. We're not sure, but it's in the suburb of Richmond, so I have a feeling it may be to do
it's
with
great.
Me. Anyway, Egg Boy, as he's known, hashtag, the Hilltop Hoobs have said, Egg Boy, here free entry to any hood show for life.
Oh, wow.
If you wish the living end, this kid is welcome at any of our shows, anytime, anywhere in Egg Boy we trust. It's gone off. Yeah. It's gone off. I ask you if you had one egg, Jane.
Well, I've said today mine is Mark Latham. I've got the egg, and Latham, even the mere thought that he has to sit and team up with Pauline Hanson now, he just jumped on board her. Mark, make up your mind, mate.
All right. What
are you
about
doing?
It's probably the other Dangerous Dave that I'd like to egg.
Oh, that's excellent.
Nah, he's been riding on my coattails for years.
Would you egg him yourself? Would you arrange the egging?
I'm happy to do it myself.
Would you give him an egg so it would be like an egging at 20 paces?
From a distance? Or just
he'd miss anyway.
In the mush. How about you, Mickey?
Oh, probably my boy, Fred.
Oh, what? You can't egg a 6.5-year-old.
Yes, you can.
Why? What do you do?
And maybe you could wear that egg in his hair to school.
I won't hear
I know he's got something to eat today.
Did he leave his lunch at home?
Well, no. I gave him the responsibility of packing their own.
Are you serious? You can't get 6.5-year-olds to be responsible. It doesn't work with 15-year-olds.
Well,
Lenny
took his. Oh. I come home from walking to school and Fred's is still in the in the fridge. So you know what I did?
What?
Well, I ate it.
Oh,
so it doesn't go.
Was he hungry?
I've rung the school and asked them to broker a peace deal whereby Lenny might give some of his.
Or I'm saying fruit. That's your job.
And you know what has happened now?
What?
I'm going to get in trouble.
Of course you are.
Every woman in my
you
life
are. And here's one now saying, you make sure those
what
little
did I
boys,
do wrong? I gave them some responsibility.
Little. They're too little to have responsibility. You forget things all the time. Yeah. Hey, 133353. Who do you want to egg? Give us a call, everyone. There's got to be plenty of people around.
All right, we'll
do not egg children.
Right after this. 133353.
This is Kennedy Malloy.
In honour of Egg Boy, who's now been trending all around the world as Egg Boy.
Gone viral.
Every major news service has a mural, has been invited to rock gigs. He is a rock and roll superstar. 17-year-old boy. Good on him for expressing himself. Yeah, you can be for or against egging.
Yeah. I mean, egging's not my first choice.
But on this occasion, we'll allow it.
It's all right.
So for these comedy purposes, who would you egg? What about Renault, the Renault team? I'd egg the Renault team.
Oh, my God.
What have they done to our boy? What have they done?
I think they've brainwashed him into thinking that this is a good move.
Well,
the car
looks like it's been egged.
Well, that is a real. Bright, you know yellow. What? Those first 10 seconds.
Was.
I saw something flying off his car. I went, what the hell's that?
That's an anticlimax.
Oh, my God.
There you go. Well, let's see how he launches his new career and a new.
I think Daniel has to zip it a little bit. I love him. I love him. But he's right. I think he did try to do too much. He was everywhere. He wanted to please everyone because he's a good guy.
All right. We officially egged the Renault team.
The Renault team can get an egging.
A French egg.
An omelette. Mark, you've got someone I wouldn't have thought really deserves an egg. You better explain yourself.
Mark, who do you want to egg?
Bendy Irwin.
Oh, wow. That is an Australian.
I won't have that. Why?
Oh, because I used to work with her in the past, and I know people that have worked with her, and not a very nice person.
Oh, that's
How
rubbish.
Dare you,
no,
Mark.
She is a walking saint. So
you
is her family.
Ring up here. No,
get rid of Mark.
Anyone
I'm going to egg you.
From the Irwin family. Oh, that's right. I'd like to egg Peter. I'd like to egg the Peter.
PETA people.
Yeah. For going. Irwin on the anniversary of his,
that's
of
right.
his
of
death.
Steve Irwin, yeah.
Listen,
Steve Irwin and the Peter, you're a bunch of giant dicks.
And I'm just going to say, I back you up on that. And listen, you can't get a better human being than Bindi Irwin, so that's a crock of rubbish. A crock of crocks. Well, hello, Marsha.
Going well so far.
Yeah, okay.
Hi, how are you going?
We might agree with you on this one. Who would you like to egg?
Belle Gibson.
Yeah, good one.
Belle Gibson. Okay, so this
right
is
in the brain.
girl who faked cancer.
That's always a goodie.
Oh, my God. It's probably, you know what, imagine if you really fell in love with someone and you're dating them and then you find out that is what they did. Now, if that's not a game changer.
Imagine if you did that to get out of dating someone.
Oh, my God. Hey, Marsha, we agree with you on that one. Let's go to Anthony. Hey, go on, Anthony.
Yeah, good. Thanks, Jane. Yourself?
Good. You got one egg.
Well, I've actually got a couple of eggs, but we'll start with one. The first one goes, I'd like to piff a big bastard emu egg right at that bloke's head that got the egg boy in a headlock. I
thought. Yeah, he was
that was a little severe.
He thought he was the toughest bloke in the block, didn't
well, look,
he?
When you're
17-year-old armed, boy.
Yeah. When you're armed with an egg and it's already been spent and you've got no more ammunition.
Yeah.
It's probably a little severe.
He's taken him to the ground. He's put him in a sleeper hold. The kid's 17 and then waited for the cavalry to arrive, didn't he, Anthony?
Thanks,
Anthony.
Get off him
for a few minutes. Got to scramble one in the time.
Are you got another one?
Yeah, the other egg I'd like to let rip at Reece Palmer, the ex-AFL footballer over in Perth now. He thought it'd be a good idea to have a few beers and then lobbies runner into the middle of the
Well,
I did hear
we
that.
Saw that.
We saw that. It didn't end well for Reece, so we should point out he's now in a coma. So we hope all that works out for Reece.
Okay.
But he had a big weekend. There's no
All right,
doubt
let's
about
go
that.
To Scott.
Yeah, I'd like to admit my life for sending his kid to school with no lunch. I'm 47 and I'd forget mine, mate.
Hey, Scott.
I'll pack a couple of eggs, mate. How about that?
Scott, I'm guessing you might have a packet of Winnie Blue and a six-pack for lunch.
No. Pretty close.
Pretty close.
Now, listen, Scott, one of them remembered, so this is it. This is like the Darwinian theory, only the strongest survive. Fred gets no lunch. Lenny took his lunch. What have we learned? Will Fred learn from this?
That's tough. Thank you, Scott. All right, let's go to Joel. Hi, Joel. Who do you want to egg?
Okay, guys, how are we going?
Good. Who do you want to egg?
As a Ford fan, I would love to egg Cam Waters from the Monster Energy Racing team.
Yeah, from V8 Supercars.
I think I know where this is going.
Yeah, go ahead.
What happened?
They were pre-race. They were doing their lead-up lap to the starting grid. So when they warm their tyres up and everything else, it starts up the temperature.
Sure.
Cam Waters had qualified second behind Scott McLaughlin, who hadn't lost a race all season so far.
Mm-hmm.
And he ran up his backside during the pre-lap.
Yeah, rear-ended him.
Oh, well, that happened.
And then tried to blame it on McLaughlin.
That's got egg written all over it. That has.
I don't think that would go well.
Slingshotting with it.
All right,
thanks, Joel. Let's go
more.
To Emma.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Good, Emma. You got one egg. What are you going to do with it?
It's a very big egg, and I agree with you, Mick. You've got to start him young. I've got a 16-year-old
who will not even
feed himself.
You want to egg your 16-year-old?
He can't feed himself.
Be my guest.
welcome to my world.
I'll get half a dozen. We'll do that.
I've even got to put his contact lenses in. It's just ridiculous.
Oh, no. Intervention time, Emma.
You tell me where he is, and I'll do a drive-by egging. On your boy. He won't see it coming because he won't have his contacts in. Because you'll be refusing to do it.
You are correct.
Thanks for all your calls, everyone. I think we've done. We've got a full dozen away.
One of my good mates. I won't say he'd had a couple, but he spent the whole time. G'day, Dr. Rob. If you're listening. Trying to take. We're on a golf trip, and he'd had a couple. He was trying to take his contacts out. He was doing it for about half an hour. He's poking himself in the eyes, going, "Jesus, they just won't come out." I go, "Oh, is this them?" And they were sitting in.
It hadn't been his eyes, just poking himself in the eye.
Basically, been a grown man poking himself in the eye for half an hour.
And he's a doctor.
Good times.
Well, that's a good way to go out.
This is Jane Kennedy and Mick Molloy. Kennedy Molloy.
What's Lady Gaga done?
She's crashed a jazz night in a Hollywood bar. Now, Fred Durst owns from Limp Bizkit owns a jazz nightclub, which is unusual. Well, I love that idea that he does.
Sure.
It's a Hollywood bar. Gaga just can't get enough of herself at the moment.
She's out there. She's putting herself out there.
Oh, yeah.
Is she pregnant? She said she's pregnant.
No, I said she's pregnant. The magazine said she's pregnant, but nothing's been confirmed. I'm of course suggesting.
Fred Durst.
That would be an interesting.
A little noogie.
Yeah, I don't know. But she's crashed the club and she sang Frank Sinatra's Call Me Irresponsible and Fly Me to the Moon.
Wow. Do you know what? If someone's going to crash your jazz club and get up on stage and sing a few songs, better that it's Lady Gaga and not Fergie from Black Eyed Peas. Have you heard her attempts at chance?
This is her attempt at singing the national anthem. Was it a basketball
game?
NBA.
Yeah, basketball. Oh, yeah.
Does that
Wow.
She didn't nail it like I did for Wind Beneath My Wings, which, you know, had the big end.
But it's not jazz, so we don't need to hear it again.
I could.
People have children in cars.
Maybe I will take on the jazz genre at some stage.
You don't know how to sing jazz.
Because I just think have you ever know that you're my hero? It's a bit emotional, isn't it?
Wow. Really bringing it.
I'm going to crash Will Durst's jazz club and do a jazz version of this.
This song actually gives me wrinkles.
You mean more wrinkles.
I beg your pardon. I'll eat you.
Now listen, have a listen to the big finish.
No thanks.
Here we go.
But you're the wind beneath my wings.
I hate that phrasing. So much. The phrasing is so bad.
It can't all be
pitchy.
In your...
Pitchy?
What was your band again? What was it called?
Highly Strung.
Hey,
Do they ever do a jazz?
No. How dare you?
I don't do jazz.
They couldn't
master the pop genre.
Hey, speaking of acoustic, speaking of brilliance.
Yes.
I'm so excited because I'm off to Glastonbury.
What are you doing? What do you mean?
Yes. This is the one. Fitzy. This is the one I've been waiting for. You know I've never been to a music festival.
We've been
waiting for the right one. I've told Fitzy, our boss.
Fitzy's agreed, by the way, that you could go.
He said I could go.
He said pick one.
Any
on the
music
calendar,
festival in the world.
In the world.
And here it is. The 2019 lineup of Glastonbury has just been announced.
Mm.
How about this? The Cure and The Killers on the same bill. You've got your Stormzy. You've
Stormzy
got Liam Gallagher. Tame Impala, Janet Jackson. Janet's good.
Yeah,
that's
fine.
Chemical Brothers.
Oh,
I'll tell you who. Billie Eilish.
Oh,
stand
man.
By. Yep. Biggest star in the world going to be.
All right, don't point.
Well, I am. I just have to tell
okay,
you.
So do you know what? I'm going to throw my weight behind this and get you there.
Thank you.
Because I care for you.
Does that mean you
want
to come?
And I want you. Well, it means the Lord's Tester's on at exactly the same time.
So, you know.
In London, so we can both go.
Preston has endorsed this for me as well.
Right.
I'll get on the phone to Michael Gudinski and Sue. They'll sort it out for me as well. Here we go. Glastonbury 2019 lineup.
It's a week before our break.
It is. Before we go a break.
So we do 1 week. I go to Lord's Test.
All
you
right. go
to Glastonbury.
To the
Dave, you've been to Glastonbury.
I've been
to DJ of the Year.
Yeah,
what
I went to Reading, which was another music festival, which is just as amazing.
I'll just
but Glastonbury,
from
man.
There.
You might be able to come, Dave.
Can I?
Well,
no,
I'm not sure.
Not,
what's it all see? You wanted to egg fit to you half an hour ago.
Oh.
Well, I think that was a private conversation.
It was. Off-air conversation.
It was.
What was it again?
No, I'm not telling you. I'm not going to egg him now because, Fitzy's going to get me to Glastonbury.
Yeah.
That's all I want.
Fitzy did promise to take you to a music festival. Some of the world, because you've never
Jane,
been to one.
Anywhere in the world, whatever your heart desires. That's
so
what he said.
I endorse Glastonbury and I will start booking
all
the
right.
books up, booking tickets.
Yes, let's get it.
And we
all
are
booked.
Going because
Brilliant.
The Lord's Test is on.
Okay.
I'll swing by Glastonbury.
Yeah, yeah.
Sort it, will you?
Bit mosh pit.
Kylie Minogue's also playing and Miley Cyrus.
There.
Well, I could be one of her backup dancers.
I doubt it.
Given that she doesn't dance.
If you say that one more time. No, I'm going to ring her. She'll egg you.
Right.
She would egg me.
Okay.
So she should.
Guess. All right, so that's done.
We're on. Glastonbury.
Sorted.
Can't wait.
Thanks, I'm so happy.
A drive home that's pretty loose. This is Kennedy Malloy.
See Sheryl Crow's at Glastonbury this year as well. So
what are you saying? Did you say Sheryl Crow hit on you?
Hey, hey. What is wrong with you?
What do you mean?
You are terrible. That was an off-air conversation.
Really?
Sheryl Crow.
I'd be shouting that from the rooftop. Down every boulevard.
Well, she made the right choice in the end. Went out with a guy who wasn't quite as big as us.
Oh, Lance Armstrong.
Lance Armstrong.
Surely you're a welcome relief.
It'd be good to be her boyfriend straight after Lance Armstrong.
Well, yeah.
You've got to come on.
Oh, is this pre his that
That's
pre-day?
My, I'd say, that's why I want an ISIS bride. Because then I can come off.
Yeah, there's
I'm
new
trying
age.
So hard to laugh at that. It's just not coming.
Oh, well.
Mm. I'm looking at snow patrols at Glastonbury.
Yeah, that'll be huge.
Oh, my God.
Can't wait.
Everybody looking for reasons not to go now.
Lauren
try
Hill.
Try to talk yourself out of it.
George Ezra. Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Cool.
Hey, look at it. So we're going
Done.
To that. And
great.
We're going to the Lord's Test.
Oh, that's exciting.
Which is a bucket list.
Hey, we'll
stuff.
Make it great shows for everyone.
Oh,
trust
huge.
Me. You'll
we
love
might
it.
Do a couple of shows for them.
Hey, what you got there about Blockbuster? This is really sad.
So we spoke to Blockbuster in
last week
in Perth last week, and they've gone, which leaves one more. I think they were the second last in the world, and this was getting worldwide traction. Here's how it was covered on CNN.
I promised to tell you where the last blockbuster video left on the planet is. There were two. But this week we saw a tweet from the last one standing. Listen to this. We just got off the phone with an Australian radio station. The last blockbuster in Australia is closing at the end of this month, making our store the last blockbuster on the planet. Where is it, you ask? Bend, Oregon. Hopefully they'll be around for a long time so everyone can visit.
You know why they still have it in Bend, Oregon?
What?
It's the most boring place in the world. And you still need...
I tell you what, though.
Something out on the
but
weekend.
There you go. Now they've got the greatest claim to fame. That could be the resurgence of Bend, Oregon.
What could accent be. Was that?
That was an Oregon accent. Oregon.
Hey, what was the thing
don't
you won, Dave?
My accent.
What
are you talking about?
Which bit?
It was like amateur DJ of the year.
No.
What was it?
Amateur DJ.
What was it?
It was an on-air competition. So Fitzy set it all up. The prize.
Hang on, what do you say? Set it all up.
So he was the judge.
He rigged it.
He was the judge.
He was one of the judges. One of them.
Hang on.
So Fitzy's set up a competition where he's the sole arbiter of the winner.
I think
and
so.
And gave it to you.
Yeah.
Wow.
So you had to send in your breaks. So you did like a bunch of on-air stuff and the best breaks that he wanted in part of, he won it.
I mean, it's been a mad scramble for you. What did you send in?
Oh, they were pretty hot breaks, bright and tight.
Have you been saving
keep
up?
Keep it bright and tight.
Did you just wink at Mick then?
I did.
Did you just do a DJ wink?
I can't help
myself. Did you send in the interview when you were on the foot of John Bon Jovi's
I think that
bed?
Might have been in one of the breaks, yeah, JBJ.
For those who are listening for the first time, Dave and John Bon Jovi.
Yeah.
In Nashville.
Shared a bed.
The interview was set up in his hotel room, and the room I was in before I was getting all the recording equipment set up was his bedroom. So I was sort of.
How could you resist those eyes?
You hit on Dave Grohl.
I didn't hit on Dave Grohl.
Oh, have a look.
Which we had to.
I didn't hit on him.
Which we had to beat.
No, I've told
I
you.
Think we had to.
I've told you that we are only ever going to be friends because if there was anything to come between us, then I would never be friends with him for life. Already, as it stands, he's got one of my cookbooks, by the way.
What?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I may have given it to him.
I thought he might have swung by a petrol station and fished it out of the bargain basement bin.
How dare
That's where
you?
I've been seeing him.
How dare you?
Because he's a drummer, which you love.
Yes.
He ticks all the right boxes.
He does. He's got a beard.
We had to. Not there.
He's hot.
Yeah, oh, we've got it here.
Just careful.
We had to beat
be
this.
Be very careful. I'm a mother.
I am a huge fan. I'm going to be a bit of a creepy f***. So, Dave and Taylor, I would like to f*** you guys.
She's Louise.
Seriously, the only other person I f*** was Alice Cooper.
For someone who's never been to a music festival, you're pretty racy.
I'm going to sue you. That has been tackled with.
Tampered with.
Same diff. Same different. Hey, stop going on Mick's side, Dave.
So is that the kind of attitude you're going to bring to Glastonbury?
Yeah.
Well, it might be. I'll have my glitter gumboots.
Yeah, your wellies.
My wellies.
So we're going to Glastonbury?
We're going to Glastonbury.
And I'll go to the Lord's Test and everything will be
all right,
happy.
Terrific. Tickety-boo.
Plenty of notice. Yes.
All done. Hey, coming up, we'll discuss this with Will Anderson because I'm sure he's happy for me too.
All right.
He's coming up.
Jane Kennedy and Mick Molloy, two comedy greats and even better mates. This is Kennedy Molloy. Strap yourself in, people. Here comes the big second hour of Kennedy Molloy.
And it promises to be a good one, people. So tune the FN.
It does.
Who we got?
The rings are off.
What do you mean?
Well, I'm talking about a royal couple. Might be breaking up. Very high profile.
Oh, no.
Timing not great.
King Willy Wheaty.
Could be having a baby soon.
What?
No ring on
the
finger.
Here we
Big
go.
Stuff.
High court bullshit.
Mm.
Yes, that's what I'm talking about.
Well, you didn't say that.
Well, that's
Jane.
What it's called. Don't get flippy with me.
Again?
Come on.
You
Come
got anything
on, mate.
You want to add?
No, I'm good.
You're good?
Yep.
You could be happier. The missus is home.
Yeah.
You get some action again.
Real happy.
Can we not talk about it like getting some action? That's not what happens.
What?
He's happy because there's somebody back to clean the toilets, empty the toilet bin roll, in the bin.
What are you saying? Is that all a woman is in that household?
Oh, that's what women do. The washing, the ironing, the cooking, that's why you're happy. You get your...
Gee. Hey, Will, you've come on a good day.
I have. This is fun. I feel like I'm on Beauty and the Beast.
That's the voice of our next guest.
Last time we caught up with Will Anderson, he told us about his schoolboy attempts to give himself a nickname.
Every day I would save my lunch money and I would buy a dozen of these cinnamon donuts.
To give to the kids?
No!
No!
Oh, Jay,
no,
oh.
Then I would hang out enigmatically in the playground at lunchtime.
Wolfing donuts.
Eating donuts. No, not wolfing them though. Wolfing like, kind of like gnawing, like I was smoking
savoring
a cigarette
them.
Or like savoring.
There goes donuts.
The other kids would be like, oh, who's that enigmatic young man always eating donuts? We should call him Donut.
Donuts. Please welcome back to the show, Will Donuts Anderson.
It's a great nickname. It's a good nickname.
I mean, it has been catching on. I have noticed amongst the people who listen to your show, and this is, I've been doing my own private survey on yes. how many people listen to your show, and it turns out quite a lot, because I'm getting a lot of donuts out there in public.
Donuts.
And from people who are, I would say, not to, you know, be a prejudiced person, but people I would describe as well within the Triple M demographic.
Have you had one at a live show yet? That'll be the moment.
I haven't, but I feel I've had twice
and
now.
I'm encouraging that.
I've had twice on construction sites. And I feel like I've become, a man can't wolf whistle on a construction site anymore. It's politically incorrect in this day and age. So I feel like they've replaced that with yelling donuts as me as I hobble by.
That's cool.
Well, it's going to be an ironic nickname in regards to you because you're like greyhound thin, whippet thin and fit, whereas donuts is a nickname you would associate with someone
well,
more.
Well, you know what, my nickname.
My portly figure.
My nickname was Fat Ken.
Fat Ken?
Hang on a second.
What?
Why
you
am I only hearing this now?
I've got to tell you.
Well, I can't believe that I brought stories today.
Fat Ken. Okay, where do you want to start?
No, my best friend Pia, growing up at school, her sister Annabelle Gazy, you say, g'day Fat Ken, what's going on?
Why Fat Ken?
Well, possibly because they're a bunch of very thin Italian girls and I was in white kind of possibly a little chubby at the time. And they didn't like all the Italian food their parents were serving and I would wolf it.
Right.
Instead of giving it to the dog, they
were
give it to me.
Instead of giving it to the dog.
And why Ken?
So, Kennedy.
Kennedy.
Yeah. I thought I was suggesting you added a masculine.
No.
Like a Ken doll.
Like a Ken doll
that had let itself go.
Like a really fat Ken doll. You had a mound
where your genitals should be.
There you go. Nothing of the sort. But that's why I probably have issues today.
Do you mind if I call you Fat Ken?
Yes, I do, and no one's ever to call me that. It's banned. I'll egg you.
All right, donuts, Fat Ken. Here we go.
Speaking of Fat Ken, they do actually sound like a band that might be playing on a side stage at Glastonbury.
True.
She wants to go to a. Now, are you aware of this? We've had a campaign. Jane's never been to a music festival. Wants to go.
Yeah.
We need to start at the top.
Do you think that's a good idea?
I think Glastonbury is great because, there's no good, like, expensive way to do it. You're just going to have to camp. It'll probably get really muddy at some stage. It's going to be a proper old school festival experience.
Listen, you guys, you don't know who you're talking to. I'm a camper.
You're a glamper at best.
I get down, I've gone to the toilet in the bush. I'm quite happy to do it.
All right, calm down, Fat Ken.
She didn't even have to. There was a toilet block and everything. She went, no.
No, I'm out here and this is what you need to
do. This is
what bears and Fat Ken do in the woods.
It's the only time I'm going to refer to you again, donuts. How many times have you been to Glastonbury and have you been?
I've been
to over 50 music
amazing.
Festivals. Went to 35 big days out.
But
I've been over 50. I've been to Coachella 3 times and I've been to Primavera in Spain, which was one of the best music festivals. But,
That's amazing. And who's your favourite band that you go and follow?
Radiohead.
Radiohead, you've seen about a billion times.
Yeah, so if Radiohead.
How do you get to Radiohead? Because I thought it's impossible that they don't. You've just got to bill it out for a ticket. Is that right?
Yeah.
How do you say that? What you do?
Is that right?
Normal people.
Yeah. Well, no, of course not.
After all your years of working in the entertainment industry, you don't have.
Well,
to
I once did support
that.
For Radiohead. This is literally true. Yeah, I was the support act for Radiohead. One of their first Australian tours. Another radio station that I used to work for were presenting the tour, and it was my job to introduce the band that played before Radiohead.
That's freaky. That happened to be your favourite.
Supporting Radiohead. Because I used to go out and it'd be like, there'd be like about 8,000 people who were going to be in these venues. But when I would go out on stage, about 2,000 had already got in to get like the prime positions. So you had this audience who did not want to hear from you talking in any way.
No,
but what I realised early on is if you said Radiohead, they would all just
cheer.
Oh,
they listen.
Oh, yeah.
So basically, I would just try to, in the 8 or 10 words that I had, jam Radiohead as many times into those. And it was actually quite fun because you could almost play the room just by going, Radio, no, not going there. But I will tell you a story about going to Coachella in 2004. So we went over to see Radiohead there, but The Cure were playing,
Well, that's all I want to say is The Cure.
And it was an amazing year that year. Like Jane's Addiction were playing and Air and Beck, and it was like a really amazing lineup. And it's out in the middle of the desert, Coachella, right? And it's about probably 15 kilometres, 20 kilometres from where everybody stays in Palm Springs. Mm. So if you're not camping out on the grounds, which we weren't, we were staying in a hotel in Palm Springs, we assumed it would be like any Australian festival or event where at the end of the night there'd be a whole bunch of buses and
a bit of transport.
Transport of some kind would come. Yeah, it turns out that no, that wasn't the case.
Oh, you're stranded, yeah?
You're stranded in the middle of nowhere, because back in those days, people would either camp on the site or they would just drunk drive through the desert. And we weren't doing either of those things. So we suddenly found ourselves in the middle of nowhere and we're like, I wonder if we can walk back to Palm Springs. Now, it's like 1 o'clock in the morning or something like that, but it's still like 30 degrees because you're in the middle of the desert. And we walked for 3 hours to the point where, and this is how bad I'd be at like in an end of the world situation. Like we were so tired that we considered, what if we just lay down in the desert and die, right? So as this car comes along and a guy pulls up, I swear this is true, he's got an eye patch on, he's in a pickup truck.
Sounds debonair.
And he says, do you guys want to ride? And it's like 3 o'clock in the morning and we just look at each other and just go, you know what,
this will be killed.
This will be fine.
What could go wrong?
At least he'll kill us quickly.
Yeah.
Stick around. We're going to come back and we want to talk about your dogs because there's always something going on with your beautiful Frenchies.
Yeah.
If Radiohead ever released a song called Donuts, Fat Kim.
Yes.
Oh, I'm in. Back after this.
This is Kennedy Malloy.
Will Anderson in studio. By the way, Will is performing his stand-up show, Will Informed, at the Melbourne International Comedy Festival. For tickets, go comedy.com.au.
Is it fired up yet? Have you worn that in?
What direction?
You're good to go? Yeah.
No, it's brand new. It's a brand new show. Jeez. So Wednesday week, it's a brand new show. So I'm still, at this point, considering flying to Wagga Wagga and trying to get arrested again.
Or get egged.
Yeah, get egged. I'm happy to get egged. You know what? I've been, like, the egging thing, right?
Yeah.
I've been egged. And when I was younger, and if you're going to be egged, the way that he was egged is the best way to be egged. Right?
Sneak up, don't see it coming.
Exactly, and it's back of your head.
Yeah.
If someone eggs you on the back of the head, that's barely even, like, I mean, if they egg you from the front, if they egg you from a distance, it's got some velocity.
It was a decent egging.
JFK style, or you go driving past. Yeah.
And it wasn't from a high.
It's actually quite a sympathetic egging.
It was.
You know? Like, he's really just kind of placed the egg on the back of his head more than anything.
It was like a,
Yeah, exactly. Like, I mean, it's like Fraser. It's like Fraser, and he's never had an older brother. Like, that's basically what happens all the time.
Or been to a breakup in about year 11 or 12. Mm. God, how many eggs did I get from the local boys' school?
Fat Ken would have eaten. Fat Ken would have tried to woof them.
She was like Kevin Costner in The Bodyguard, just jumped in front of the eggs, swallowed them whole.
She took an egg for a friend.
She goes, Fat Ken's got this.
On Fat Ken.
I cannot believe I haven't told you that I'm Fat Ken.
Thanks again, Fat Ken. But I wasn't even under threat from that egg. You didn't have to jump in there. But I appreciate that.
Standing around at little lunch with like 12 eggs, one by
Fat
one.
Ken, that's actually an omelette, and I was eating it. I appreciate.
Hey, what if I have body issues and I'll really go home and I'll have to binge eat something tonight, and they'll blame you.
Speak to donuts. Do you see donuts whinging?
No. Yeah, you'll probably wait for breakfast because of the eggs, I imagine. Or a cake. You can just have a cake.
Well, I don't know whether to laugh or cry. Anyway, over to you, donuts. Tell us about your dogs.
I've got a new cat now to go with the dogs.
Hang on. What?
Yes.
You've got a cat as well.
Yes.
That's a big responsibility.
Hang on. I've got two dogs. Why are they not a responsibility?
They are.
Yeah.
And a cat, a smarmy cat.
Yeah.
What kind of breed? What breed? Pure breed?
Well, no. Hang on. I'm not sure it's the week for that conversation, to be honest. I mean, this is a sort of controversial opinion. Pauline Hanson brings the sunrise. But
what I mean is it a Burmese? Is it a rescue cat?
It is a... how did you say rescue
What's
cat?
What's a rescue cat?
What world are you living in where you're like, what, is your kid adopted?
I am not a big cat person.
Right. And certainly listen, not rescue
from the
goats.
Peanut gallery. Shut up with the fat Ken from
stop
you,
pointing
Malloy.
At me today. You've pointed a lot. Yeah. It's not nice.
I've got everyone on my back today. The program director.
Anderson, Malloy. She wants to egg Fitzy.
Yeah, I did
do
hear
not.
That.
What was it about?
Do not. Okay.
I felt like that was the sort of conversation you should have had it off air and not on air.
I did have it off
yeah,
air.
Yeah, no, I got that.
Anyway, back to your cat.
back to your cat.
Back to your PC cat.
How do you get a rescue cat anyway? Like, cats just look after themselves. They choose you.
How do they need to be rescued? From what?
Oh, my God.
Well, this was a cat that was found in a bag.
Oh, yeah. Sure. Just to make me feel bad, you're going to make me burst into tears.
Yeah, so there was like 8 of them in a bag. And so
who puts a cat in a bag?
Somebody's about to drown a cat.
Yeah. So,
no, I'm seriously about to burst into tears.
Yeah, so no, someone had left a bag full of cats outside the vets. Like, their cat had clearly had kittens, and they've whacked them all in a bag and just left them.
So like, is it like a... So these cats do...
So they'd left them outside the vets, right. Much like you leave your like old clothes outside of St. Vinny's or whatever.
It's usually your last stop.
Because people are terrible, Jane, and then heroes like myself.
But how did you know that the cats were in a bag?
It's like a lucky dip, Jane.
But who told you the cats were in a bag and to come and get one?
No. I mean, I'm going to say, I didn't discover the bag full of cats outside the vet. The vet discovered the bag full of cats, put them inside, and I took one of them home.
So you stole a cat.
No, I bought a cat, and her name is Church, and I'm going to show you some.
The Church of Life?
Why do you call it Church?
Named after...
School shoe? A shoe?
Not this week. Not this week.
No, I didn't know. No. Hang on.
So, Churchy. Named Churchill. Churchill, Cheshire Cat.
Named after the cat in Pet Cemetery, which is called Church. And so,
what do you mean, Pet Cemetery? What are you going to kill it? Is it going to be a ghost cat? What's going on?
So, she's now about 3 months old, right?
What type of cat?
She's like a domestic something.
A tabby.
You've done your homework here, haven't you? You fished a cat out of a bag.
I'm not saying anything since I heard this cat came from a bag.
Yeah, it was a bag cat. Literally, there's an expression, who let the cat out of the bag? Yeah, you know that expression?
Like, well, it turns out I was. Symphony, what's the song by?
You know the start of Andrew Lloyd Webber's Cats, where Rum Tum Tugger is in a big bag at the start, left outside.
I know cats very well.
So anyway, so Mr. Mistopheles is there with Rum Tum Tugger in a big bag outside. Andrew Lloyd Webber's first version of Cats.
Have you ever seen Cats? I'd love to get all those cats.
Are you asking me if I've ever seen cats?
Yeah.
What a stupid question.
So how's your cat going?
Made her first escape last night. Oh. So she's gone over the fence last night.
What do you mean escape? See, this is what happens. You can't keep cats in Australia because you have to keep them indoors.
Well, again,
and that's not where they
you started
should be.
With, are they a purebred? And now you're shipping them back overseas. What's going on with this conversation?
I'm not shipping them anywhere. I'm saying our country is too difficult to have cats.
Jeez. Okay. Give us a call, Dr. Harry Cooper, if you're listening.
Because they have to stay indoors.
No, they don't. You can. Well, I've got like
so
big
hard.
Fences in the backyard. And so up until this point, the cat hasn't
You've
been able
wall,
to.
You've built a wall, have you?
I've built a wall. The cat paid for it. So we built the wall. And, well, the cat hasn't been able to go over the fence until yesterday. But yesterday, it turns out that it can parkour. Because it's like, it's literally jumped off three different things and up and over the fence into the neighbor's yard. It's got, well, I had to
church
go,
back?
I had to go over to the neighbor's yard and lure it from out under their house with the.
Because, you know, the call is in my house, my whole family want cats. They all want a cat.
Well, there's another 7 in a bag.
All right, that's enough pet talk on the show today. Donuts, thank you so much. Where can we go and see the great man?
Melbourne International Comedy Festival, a comedy theatre, Wednesday, March 27, April 21. No shows Monday and Tuesday.
No shoes Monday.
That's a good one.
And you go to comedy.com.au. Will Anderson.
Thanks, Will.
A drive home that's always surprising. This is Kennedy Malloy.
No, okay, so it stops here. You don't keep calling me Fat Ken.
What is that?
I've told you that was my nickname when I was a young girl, probably in year 7, by a girl who's much older than me. You call me Fat Ken.
That's not nice.
No.
Wouldn't happen today.
I feel like I've dealt with it.
Yeah, you've moved on.
I'm only mentioning it now, about 35 years later.
All right.
It's all good. Okay, what? You know what it's time for?
I call bullshit.
All right, fire away.
All right, Women's Day have come out.
Oh, it's Monday. Surprise it's taken this long to get to this.
I know, because it's a bit of a treat.
They're on, fanned out on your desk. You've
it's
had a go.
It's such a treat because I get them on my desk. I don't have to buy them. I don't have to read them at the checkout like I used to. I call BS on Haircut Gate.
What's Haircut Gate?
I call bullshit.
Right. Information, please.
Apparently, the powers that be at Channel 9 are concerned that Georgie and Deborah on the Today Show, because they're both blonde women of a similar age, look too much alike. Because they've got short blonde hair. So what they've said is, oh, Deborah, we can't have you both looking too similar. Not like men for 100 years just have a short haircut and wear a suit and a tie and look all the same.
Don't blame us about this.
All the same as they have for 100 years. Oh, my God, you're two women and you're blonde. Deb, get your haircut much shorter. That's what they've said.
Well, hang on a second. There
yes, it's Haircut Gate. It's
there
outrageous.
There might be something to it.
Like what? Well, what do you mean? Well, how can there be something to it?
Well, you know, they're...
How can there be something to it?
Well,
I ask you again.
They confuse me. Who are
you're confused. Are
now?
People so stupid that they go, oh, I can't tell which blonde person's talking. Is this what the problem is? Everybody grow
That's
up.
That's why I said and I backed your decision to take over that show.
That's right. You're completely
because
different.
Because you would offer a great contrast to one of the blonde girls.
That's it.
Only Monday, isn't it? You're really draining.
You can have them, right. They can have them alternate the other days. I mean, they're hard to tell apart.
Are so people that dumb? They need a brunette
hang
and
on,
a blonde.
Hang on. You once went into bat for someone.
I bat for everyone, mate.
Oh.
Pal.
Don't mate me. Jeez.
Come on.
Mate. No, remember the day the two girls got in trouble for wearing the same colour dress?
Yes.
And one of them went the other one and you backed up the one who went the other one saying, you can't wear the same colour dress as me because we look the same.
Jacket ha! Gate.
Mm.
No.
So you're saying they do look the same.
I backed her up because Amber, who had the white jacket, already said to the other girl, and she was her boss, she said, mate, wear a different coloured jacket because we're all in white and silly. And the other girl refused to do it.
People can't discern two middle-aged women.
Don't say that word middle-aged, I've told you. Again, do not say it.
Time bomb. I don't know when I'm waiting.
Okay, there's another war.
Hey, by the way, I'm in trouble for having a beard. What about that? Oh, mate, the big powers that be. I'm going on Sunrise on Wednesday
I've told you you look so much better with a beard.
And I'm still going to have my beard.
Yep.
And whether I keep it on telly that night, front bar that night.
It's 2019. We can deal.
Koshy's got a beard.
He does.
Hang on, there's Makeup Gate going on at 7.
Oh, is that right?
Yes.
What do you mean? By the way, I'm going to egg the cash cow. That's my guarantee to you Wednesday morning, I'll egg the cash cow.
Well, apparently, according to Women's Day, while 9 executives are debating Deb and Geordie's hairdo, over at 7.
What's happening there?
Bosses have had to scold their leading ladies. I don't know how you scold Samantha Armitage and Natalie Barr and Ann Sanders.
Sounds hot.
Apparently, the network's wardrobe makeup department complained about the way the trio were treating them. I call BS on their lovely women. They would never do that. Apparently, there were issues after a makeup artist ran out of concealer.
Mayday.
Beep, beep, beep.
Now,
if you're getting up 3 in the morning, you've got to have an overload of concealer.
What do you need to bring? Concealer!
Just bring an S-load of concealer. That's all. You've got one job. Bring your concealer.
Fat Ken.
I've told you that...
You said I could use it for the rest of the show and then I have to put it away.
My girlfriend Pierre's texting me and she's just going, oh, my God. Fat Ken's finally emerged.
What was your nickname, Dave?
I had Willow as a kid.
Why?
Yeah, well, Williams is my surname. So.
Willow. Oh, I thought it might have to do with cricket or something.
No.
What was yours, Mick?
Mary, but I don't want to go into it. I really don't.
Mary.
Mary.
Mary and Fat Ken, driving you home.
Is that because you're one of the musicals, you did? Because you love being in musicals.
Well, there was a bit of that. But I'll just tell you this once, and I don't want this to ever come up again on the show.
Okay, sure.
No, well, I was playing football once, and I was under 12s, and it was a really, like, a terrible, terrible day. Like, and there were... It's like
weather conditions.
Hailstones aside, golf balls coming down. It was just like one big mud pitch.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And we were playing away. And when I came off at the end of the game, my shorts were pristine white. In that I hadn't rolled around. No.
Mary the Virgin.
Right, so I've gone good on you, Mary. Mary Malloy. And then the coach grabbed me and threw me into the mud and rolled me round.
And then
you wonder why I'm scarred.
Boys are funny. That's funny to call
you
Mary.
Good on you, Mary.
Yeah. Okay, we're doing I call bullshit because it's magazine
You've got the women's mags out.
How can this be? What? Woman's Day. The rings are off. Heartbroken Harry, I can't do this anymore. So Meghan's taken her engagement ring off. New idea. Palace confirms split. Sorry, has the palace confirmed that Harry and Meghan are breaking up? She's about to have a baby.
Oh, they'll do it through New Idea.
Do you know what they've done? They've taken a close-up of her finger and now she's probably due to pop any day. Here's the news for anybody who's had a baby before. Mm. Your fingers swell a little bit. And I remember taking my rings off. It is the least of your problems, trust me. You often put it around in a necklace. You put your rings on a chain around your neck. And don't laugh at me. That's ridiculous.
So you would have to take them off around the fat Kenny row too, I reckon. Because, you know, the chubby fingers. The chubby fingers.
Oh, my God. Chubby fingers. Now, this is, this is harassment now.
Okay, Nato, what happened? So women that are heavily pregnant.
Yes, your fingers get fatter.
That's a normal part of the process.
It is. It's one of the other awful things you have to put up with. It's true. Apart from the fact she had to wear a terrible green outfit, I presume for St. Patrick's Day. To be sure. When are we going to be over St. Patrick's Day, by the way? We're over it. What does it mean to anyone? Dave, tell me, what is St. Patrick?
It's an old mate.
The patron saint of what? Green beer.
He chased the snakes out of Ireland.
The snakes.
Ireland.
Yeah. Wow. What is he?
Well, snakes are important to people.
The Steve Irwin of Ireland.
Our next caller, Michelle, would like to take it up with you on that.
Michelle?
Michelle? You'd like to call bullshit involving snakes?
I would. We were holidaying in Cairns and my 5-year-old son bought a wooden articulated snake at Cairns Airport.
Yeah.
We travelled to Brisbane. We had to then go through security again at Brisbane, and Brisbane Airport wouldn't let it through security because, oh my God, what if it scared someone on the plane?
I call bullshit.
Michelle, that is ridiculous.
She bought it at an airport.
It's a wooden snake.
Yep.
It's a wooden snake.
It was wooden. We bought it at the airport, but they said, what if someone has a heart attack on the plane?
Oh, my God. That is ridiculous.
Give her a prize.
You've got a $100 fuel card, Michelle, for that ridiculous.
Thank you.
That's terrible.
Don't you get my point about St. Patrick's Day, by the way?
Yeah, whatever.
What is it?
Well, it's allowed.
What do you mean, whatever?
It's once a year. Why can't people go out and drink green beer?
Get a Guinness into you.
Get a Guinness. What do you prefer as a national holiday?
I don't know. fat
Ken would have been into it.
Hang on, Mary.
Don't. That's her fault.
Oh, hang on. We better take a call from Steve.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, here you go. You're going to cop it here. Yeah.
Steve's. Hi, Steve.
Oh, you like to get
top of the morning to you, Steve.
Yeah. Well, it's evening time, but anyways, you know. So if that's what you think.
Steve, my name's Jane Kennedy. Don't you think I'm Irish anyway?
I want to call bullshit to you.
All right, go ahead.
Aren't you
sick of St. Patrick's Day?
Yes, I am indeed. You can't bullshit bloody St. Patrick's Day.
Okay. All right, I won't do it again, I promise.
If I could understand a word.
I can understand, Steve. Steve, you don't sell roof repairs around suburbs, do you?
You are racially profiling the Irish. God. As drunks who will steal your money. Is that what you're doing here?
Steve,
have you just lost
Steve,
it
Steve, what
completely?
Do you do for a living?
I do some carpentry work.
Okay.
All right. We'll just stop walking old ladies down.
This is Kennedy Malloy.
Thanks to the Ford 2018 plate clearance, which is still on, but Harry, stocks won't last. Ford.com.au.
I love the Ranger. You know how much in love with the Ranger is.
Were there Rangers at the Grand Prix? Remember, because we're trying to organise a double cab Grand Prix race.
There should have been. There should have been a special race.
Yeah.
Just for Rangers.
Or a celebrity Ranger race.
With A-list celebrities.
Terrific.
Not the ones in my tent.
No, you didn't even get a maths person. Anyone from My Kitchen Rules?
No, My Kitchen Rules. No, nothing. As I said, it's a lot
not
of
even a celebrity
type 2
from
diabetes.
The jungle.
Not even a celebrity. And it's a lot of people who would have had a genuine beef with Lawyer X.
Next year,
I'm going to enter the Ranger.
Me too.
I'm going to do a lap of honour. I'm going to do a lap of honour in the Formula 1 air standing in the back. Of the Ranger. You know, I saw one on the street the other day and it was parked.
Mm. Yeah.
And I was imagining it was on one of those carousels. You know when you win a car?
Yes, and they turn around like on a game show.
They turn a show like on a game show.
Yes.
That's how
Well, they look a million bucks, these cars, and they're only $15,990 drive away. And it's a manual car, 50 $9.90.
Someone's going to lose their job at Ford.
Well, I don't
think
so.
You can't do that. The math doesn't work.
But it's the plate clearance. They have to do it. It's the 2018 plate clearance, you see, and it's 2019 now.
Where's the Ford girl?
Well,
can we get the Ford girl on the phone?
She's acting. She's doing some acting. She's got a new haircut.
Oh.
I think you'll approve.
Yeah, I bought some of her hair on the internet. I'm a huge fan of the
Okay, that's creepy. you know what I love about this too? The driver and the front passenger airbags.
Yeah.
Now, you know when you're in an accident earlier this year?
They're so effective, you just want to crash the Ranger.
No, I don't
get a good night's sleep.
I don't think that's how Ford want to promote it. I really don't.
I'll just be here for a while.
No, yeah. They don't want that.
I'd be surprised. I know how good Ford are. I bet you there's a mint on the pillow. I bet you the airbag comes out, there's a mint on it.
There could be.
Because that's how good this car is. They've thought
while
of everything.
Stocks last, everybody. You've got to hurry into your participating Ford dealer before this deal passes you by. Go to Ford.com.au for full details.
You know $59.90.
Are you kidding me?
I'd love to be sitting in the Ford Ranger listening to myself on Triple M.
Oh,
and that's a bit indulgent.
And Fat Ken.
Yeah.
Okay, Mary, last day we say both these names. Okay?
Ford.com.au.
A drive home with a show motto is what could possibly go wrong? This is Kennedy Malloy.
Fat Ken.
Oh, yeah.
It's been a pleasure doing a show with you today.
I can't believe I haven't said that before. I mean, that goes
never.
Back
that's
way
the first
back.
I've ever heard this. Apparently. I've known you all my life. You've kept that under.
I have kept it under wrap. Tight wrap, cling wrap.
I'm getting a bit of Twitter response. Replying to Kennedy Malloy, Jane Kennedy, J519. Fat Ken sounds more like your Brangelina name. Oh, hang on. That's a go at me. That goes at me. Ken Jones. What a coincidence. That was nickname. That was school too. His name's Ken Jones.
That was his nickname as well.
Fat Ken.
No. He's a real Ken.
He's a big man.
Oh, that's tough.
Mike Shanahan. I egged a fellow student back in the day just because he was a wanker and thought he's better than everyone else. Then we shared the same bus home.
Uh-oh.
See? An egging can have a good effect.
Awkward. Monica Boland wants to come to Glastonbury with me too. I'm not sure if we can arrange that, Monica.
No.
But the good news is we've organised that. Fitzy's probably listening now, our boss.
Well, he's probably hasn't rang in because he's too busy organising the tickets and getting my tickets into Lords.
But I think it's important because if that's my first ever, I mean, don't you want me to go to a really good music festival? It's my first, it's my virgin festival.
He's already agreed to this in principle, so.
He has, so I'm glad.
The lineup is amazing.
Especially after hearing the lineup.
Before a break, so we get over there.
Yep.
I go to the test.
From there.
I go to the test.
All right, you go to the test.
You go to Glastonbury.
Yeah, done.
And we'll.
I'll see The Cure and The Killers.
And I'll
Kylie.
Streak it.
Miley Cyrus.
Sure.
Yeah.
Liam Gallagher.
But you've got to do something the festival-ish. You can't just do it.
Stop thinking I'm Lady Muck.
You will. I know you. You'll be hanging out in a VIP tent.
I will. Sure, I will.
Well, they have better
But
toilets.
I also will gumboot up. I'm happy to be with the peeps. I want to be like a real festival goer. Oh, stop it. I will be. Hey, tomorrow we've got our mate Richard Stubbs
coming
on.
Triple M royalty.
Oh, he is.
On the show.
Can't wait to chat to him, everyone.
Right, we'll
have a good night, y'all.
Grab the podcast. It'll be available right after this at Kennedy Malloy.
Yeah, Fat Ken.
Fat Ken and Mary to drive you home back tomorrow.
You're all caught up on Kennedy Malloy. Now, catch the 2018 plate clearance on Ford Rangers at your participating Ford dealers. Details at Ford.com.au.